Hey everybody, it's your Daily Thought here with Coach John on a Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. This is all about being teachable. This is all about being a forever student. I'm going to want to try and keep it short from the standpoint of this is tough for me. There's two connections to it. One is definitely the tougher of the two. Former student of mine recently passed away from a battle with cancer. Sarah was her name. I'm just going to give her first name out there. And she was in her young to mid-20s. And, battling cancer is something that far too many people are doing nowadays, it seems. And I know they're making inroads, which is fantastic. I know they're making connections with helping people more. And I know there's a lot of things out there, a lot of people out there saying that they have some better ways of handling it and all that. But the point is, the impact that this young lady left on so many people was just tremendous, including myself. My final couple of years of teaching, it was in the midst of her battle, and there'd be times she would come into school to visit, and she still had a lot of connections. Friends, family got together selling these t-shirts, of which I got upstairs. Wore it a week or so ago, and it's about battling cancer. It's got her name on it, and just a reminder of the fight and the courage. Whenever she came in, she always this smile of hers was just transcending. It was infectious, and it got everybody else to smile, even if you didn't know her. And I saw a post on the site for the funeral home, and this other student said, "Hey, paraphrasing here, but we weren't close friends, but I knew who you were, and your smile lit up every place you walked around." Like whenever the student saw her smile, she smiled. It brought her joy. It brought her happiness. And she knows it did that for a lot of people. But whenever Sarah would show up, the courage, the strength, the laughter, the love that she had for her family and friends, always was present. And again, this teacher, this retired teacher, still learning from my students, which I prided myself on ever since becoming a teacher, And I knew that before I got certified, right? I knew that in college that, being a teacher doesn't mean you have all the answers, that you can learn from other people. You can learn from your students. And it was great learning from her. And I know the friends that she had. Hannah, one of her best friends, reached out to her a little couple times, expressing my concern that I can't get to onto the funeral service today. The drive is a little bit too far. I'm still relatively fresh off the back surgery, to where limiting car rides and the bumpy roads that are around here, and sitting for that length of time, I can't do. And as much as I wanted to get down there, it got me thinking how much I miss being at school from the standpoint of when you're with so many people for so much of your life, and life happens where people have tragedy, you rally around together. And I miss not being able to be there for others that I care about. And I miss not being able to lean on them as well. But the other part of this, as I'm trying to keep this short, I'm not doing a very good job. The other part of this was a John O'Leary podcast, which I'll put in the show notes, where him and his guest, they were talking about how not to dismiss teenagers, not to just pass them off like, I'm an adult, you're a teenager, I have all the answers, you're young, you don't yet, whether it comes to success and getting through life's struggles and tribulations and trying to figure out life, right? And it was a good podcast. I listened to it yesterday and then finished off this morning on my walk around the house here. And it brought me thinking about all the young people that have impacted me and the simple fact that you can't write them off. You should want to connect with them, all young people, right? And listen to them and try and find out the things that they get fired up about and to give them the example of being authentic and real and humble to them so that they know it's okay, right? And so it definitely was another lesson in that not only should we not dismiss teenagers and we can learn from them, but also we used to be one, right? And to watch kids go through what they go through today, and all the time, doesn't just not today, teenagers. When I was a teenager, we went through struggles too. But just the simple fact of empathy and caring and learning from others and not being too cool that you can't connect with people, right? It's just a big fallacy there. But this whole going through this this life event of a former student of mine and thinking about her family and the struggles and her friends and the struggles really gets me thinking about my own life, and I hope it does for you too. And I hope whatever you've been through or people that you know that they've been through stuff, we all go through stuff in life, the ups and downs, right? To learn from each other, to be there for each other, to have each other's back, to lean on them, to have them lean on you. But the empathy, and courage and strength and love for one another, that's what it is. And that's the learnable, teachable part of today's lesson. So, definitely a downer, but at the same time, I look at Sarah and other people that have been through big time struggles like this. If they can fight, if they can try, if they can still smile and still love others and still battle, so can I. So can you. Okay? And that's what it comes down to, about being there for each other, right? Let me share real quick here as I'm looking at the clock, and it's like, whoa, John, this is a lot longer than you thought it would be. Yeah, I'll share with this one. Ted Lasso is the show that I watched, and I promised myself I was going to watch it in my recovery from the surgery, and I did, and I love it. I'm going to watch it again. I absolutely loved it. But Leslie Higgins is one of the characters in this show. And there's this quote that just came up. I took a picture of it and it said, human beings are never going to be perfect. And he's talking to Roy, right? Coach Roy. Human beings are never going to be perfect, Roy. The best we can do is to keep asking for help and accepting it when you can. And if you keep on doing that, you'll always be moving towards better. Sarah was always moving towards better because she always was caring for others and asking for help when she needed it. And that's what we need to do. It's a great reminder for all of us. So just try and remember some of these lessons that I'm babbling through in today's podcast. But all right, I did not, I definitely want it always to be an upbeat, hopeful. And to me, it is from the standpoint of, reaching out to a couple people this morning, and I reached out to some friends, colleagues that I used to work with when this news broke, just to make sure that they were okay, and they made sure I'm doing okay too. That strengthens me. Doing this podcast strengthens me. So even though it was kind of on a sad subject, coming out of it, man, just gritting my teeth and let's go. I want to accomplish things today because of what these other people are suffering and being sad about, and Sarah going through what she went through, and Hannah having her back and carrying that that flag of strength and courage for everybody else, and including me. So that's what the message is. Just keep moving forward. Keep getting better, right? Keep asking for help, and you will get better. It's not going to be perfect, but you're going to keep improving. But keep going after it, because other people need you to do that. They really do. Okay? All right, you guys, I got to cut this off. This is too long. I'm sorry. I'm not going to redo it. I already restarted once after babbling and doing things I didn't want to say, things I didn't want to say. But hey, keep your head up, as I'm trying to do. I'm looking in the mirror right now. Here we go. Chin up. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward. Keep doing things to help others and help yourself. And take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.